Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You but God with good credit.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Karen, Sean, how's your credit?
Not good. How's your credit?
My credit's pretty good.
Sean, I know.
how's your credit? Excellent.
Does A20 say you're good? What does A20 say, Matt?
That says pretty damn good.
I'm pretty damn good, dog. I'm pretty damn good.
I check it every day.
820? It goes up to 820. Seriously? I thought it went up to like maybe 700.
850, Karen. Come on.
It goes all the way up to 850?
You're on the show for a reason, Karen. Can you live up to what your expectations? Yes, and we are stuck.
I thought that the 850 was a number that they put there like to mess with your head, to like an unattainable goal. Like, you know, there's always some hidden fee or something that's going to keep you from 850. It's just dangling it in front of you and then kind of gaslighting you when you don't get there.
Well, Sean, you know, Karen's not the only one who may not know exactly how this works. But so why don't you tell the people what today's topic is about?
Well, Karen, this one was for you because you're always worried, overly obsessive. I don't know if you guys know, but Karen has an obsessive compulsive behavior.
And she's like attacking me.
Since you came on this show, she's been so obsessed with her credit score. I worried to stand. What is it? Well, Karen, I'm here to let you know that in 2022, you may not need to have a credit report anymore to obtain like prime, top grade financing. And
how,
Matt, you know,
is that real?
All right, Matt, set it off. Tell her, Matt.
Yeah, Karen, 28 million Americans don't have credit or a credit score. These people are locked out from many financial opportunities. No credit score means no history of loans to report to three major credit bureaus, Experian, Equifax, TransUnion. You know, it's a thing.
You know, it's funny that you say that, Matt. Like 28 million is such a big number, and it was a market that wasn't really even looked at and really acknowledged and nobody cared about until finally somebody got smart and said, hey, you know, we need to make these people part of the American consumer and give them access to credit and so forth. So they came out with an idea of, you know, allowing them to not have credit, but yet have credit. You understand what I'm saying, Karen?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, to be clear, we're making a distinction between not having credit, not having a credit report at all, and having poor credit, although they overlap in this podcast episode. Because if you have not great credit, you can also use what we're about to describe to rehabilitate your credit, and you can also build credit from nothing. So a lot of people, like college students who have no credit history or they're in debt already, people who avoid debt or, you know, maybe make cash and carry people. I fall into that sometimes. I do freelance work. And also, like, if you like break it down racially, a lot of people who don't have a credit report at all tend to be Black and Hispanic adults who tend to be also underbanked or unbanked. But also there's just regular people who mess up their credit.
Yeah. It really is a sad state of affairs when you have 28 million people that are really not part of what I would even see like on a path to generational wealth, because this country, you do need to have credit. You do need to show some type of credit history. So I'm finally happy to know that this market is being serviced, especially me being a person of color, you know, and knowing people. Like when I started teaching financial literacy, you know, one of the biggest surprise was how many people I taught where they're unbanked or their parents are unbanked or they're underbanked, and they have these communities with, you know, ghost banks where there's one bank in Manhattan, you have one bank on every block. You have parts of Brooklyn and Brownsville where you have one bank per every square 2-3 miles, you know. So yeah, it was amazing. Yeah, so it was really sad to see the disadvantage, and now that there is some a way in which we can level the playing field, you know. And even, you know, just think of myself and Karen, we do relate when it comes to being immigrants. You know, we are both immigrants, and immigrants coming here, you know, yes, America is a land of opportunity, but when you come like in your as an adult or in even in your midlife or early life, you're at a disadvantage because in most countries, your credit is not being reflected here in America. It's not being transferred. So you're starting at ground zero. So if you're like 45, 50, and you're coming here with no credit history, I mean, you can't get a house right away. You can't get a mortgage.
Well, let's rewind and kind of define some things here. For instance, a credit score. What is a credit score? What's in your credit score? Your credit score is made up of your payment history, your credit card activity, account balances, available credit, and repayment habits. So all of that is the gumbo that makes up that 850 that Sean is striving for, or whatever Karen's score is. That's the gumbo.
Shut up, Matt. Stop attacking me. Unfortunately, this is, you need it. You need your credit score and you need it to be good. It's an important factor that qualifies you for a loan, mortgage, and just like accruing wealth. And if you don't have a credit report, or honestly, if you have poor credit, then that might even be worse. A large amount of financial opportunities are just going to be out of reach for you. And honestly, some dating opportunities are going to be out of reach for you. We've discussed this.
But what?
It's important. Oh, he's so shocked. I know. Women are pragmatic. This is going to be a whole other tirade, but women, we are practical people. We want someone who's got a good credit score so can provide for them babies, because guess what? A 500 credit score, you think that's going to cut it? No, I'm dry as a bone over here. I'm sorry.
In the Karen manual, what's the dating range? What is the threshold for your
credit? Yeah, so I don't really know, right? I'm not the expert, but I defer to you guys. When I start dating someone, seriously, I will run his score by y'all, and you tell me if I should stick around or if he's just absolute trash. Yeah.
Well, for a man that's dated a few times in my life, I've never been blown outright asked what's my credit score. But, you know, maybe it just spills out on my cologne that, you know, I have a high credit score. I don't know. I don't know how they figure it out, Matt, but it's a problem that I have. But anyhow,
I mean, building credit. 50 years old with 3 children and a business. So everyone expects you to have good credit.
Oh, shoot.
You're an old dude, Sean. I didn't know you were that old.
Dude, you got
I didn't know that either. What those characters just told me.
You got property. We all just have expectations of you. Oh, my God. You're going to be 65 soon.
I'm a hustler, baby.
That's right.
But building credit would be much easier. This is now we're talking about what this is all about, everybody. You guys are listening. These guys are going off to so many tangents. What is this all about? Well, they came up with an idea where building credit could be much easier if your monthly responsibilities could be factored into your credit report. A simple way to determine if you qualify for a loan, mortgage, or housing. You know,
what do you mean? Like your rent or like that kind of?
Yeah, your rent, your utility bills, your cable bills, your streaming bills, your cell phone bill. Any like, listen, everybody I know pays their cell phone bill. So that'd be a plus. Like, I've never called anybody like, this number is no longer in service. Like, you may be broke, you may be starving, you're paying your cell phone bill. So these things can be factored into your credit report and help build your credit, which I think is the right thing to do, because it is a responsibility, it is a bill. But nobody, companies like credit card companies, utility companies, me as a landlord, I don't report to Experian, TransUnion, Equifax, like payment history. But now those things can be reported.
So does an individual have to do something special to get credit for paying their rent?
Good thing that you asked. Well, Experian is one of the three. You know, there's Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. Experian launched a new program that allows consumers to build credit from scratch. So consumers can add now non-debit accounts to the credit report. Like I just mentioned, utility, cell phone, cable bills, etc. These are essentially ongoing payments that would be reflected in a traditional credit report. And how it works is that you would simply go online with Experian, link your bank account to Experian, and they would draw from it. You would tell them utilities that you want to be drawn, and they would draw from your checking account every month the payment history of that.
Yeah, so apparently you link your checking account with Experian, they'll monitor and track your monthly payments, and then if you pay your non-debit expenses on time, your regular expenses on time, it'll add to your credit report and increase your score through Experian. So you don't have to be maxing out credit cards or anything like that, or messing around with, you know, scary variables that can get out of control.
Yep, Karen. And also, this will give people access to more affordable financing with no need for high fees, payday loans, or other high costs targeted towards people with no credit reports or low credit scores. So if you don't, if you're one of these people who doesn't have much of a credit history, you really need to get on this with your Experian credit report and start logging these payments.
Right. And it's really beneficial, obviously, to build good credit, but intentionally building good credit, you know, will help you to move on a macro level in your life from someone who doesn't have a credit report to someone who has credit from a major credit report company like Experian. So you will transition, making this intentional move, from into, you know, the American financial world, honestly, and that's life-changing, and that could be generationally changing as well.
Yeah, think about even with your parents, Karen, who immigrated from Israel. Like, imagine they were able to show good credit quicker than they you don't know how much further they could have been. You know, I think this is really, for a large population of people and family, this is generational for me. This is huge. This is such a great thing and such a smart thing to do. Leveling the playing field and having different financial backgrounds and opportunities, because, you know, some people just by choice don't want to have heavy credit and they shouldn't be punished because of it. But if they can show good financial behavior in other ways, why should they not receive the same opportunities that I or you would receive? You know, helping consumers build credit, I think it's even, and for the credit bureaus, it's a win for them as well too, not only by helping people build credit, but, you know, if everybody knows, like, in 2022, data collection, database, data mining is like the key. The more information you have, the better you are, the better a player or stronger you are in this world. So them tapping into 28 million consumer behavior habits and being able to leverage that is great. Knowing, and if you're ahead of your competitor and you have all this information, that is sellable. That is millions and millions of dollars in revenue for your company by just having this, collecting this type of information.
So wait, hold on, pause, pump the brakes, Sean. So I'm a little confused. The benefit you were just describing, that's for the credit bureaus or who? I'm trying to understand.
Right. So Sean's saying that this is a win-win for both, that Experian is providing a service that's not altruistic. It benefits them too. So you get to build credit, period, right, with your good spending habits or whatever. And then they also have access to your data, which Sean's saying in 2022 is invaluable to them. So they're also incentivized to help you. You know, if you're thinking, what's the catch? That's it, basically. You're allowing someone into some sensitive data, but at the same time, you know, you don't have to do this forever. And building credit is, maybe that's a worthwhile sacrifice for you to move into the American financial mainstream.
Perfect. I'm glad you framed it so we understand that that's the catch. So that wasn't a benefit to you or to us.
I wouldn't call it a catch. Data mining is everywhere, you know, now.
Yeah, but I'm saying for the people listening, it sounded like you were telling me as a listener a benefit to me. And that wasn't a me benefit. That was...
Not at all. It's a huge catch. It's, you're giving someone access to your financial records. So yes, I understand that data mining goes on all the time and that your bank has access to those records. But you're talking about giving a credit reporting agency access to that data. And yeah, that's not nothing.
All right. Well, since we're giving the win-win both sides of this coin, it's not just about the consumer. In terms of the credit companies, this is an opportunity also for them to approve more people for loans or lines of credit that have a strong likelihood to pay them back and are financially responsible, but simply may have not had a credit report. So, yeah. All right, people, we got to take a quick break from today's show where we're talking about what to do if you don't have a credit report. So stay tuned. Keep it locked. For more Two Black Guys with Good Credit, we'll be right back after this short break. Black Guys. Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today, we are discussing what to do if you don't have a credit report. There's 28 million Americans out here who don't have a credit score, don't have credit. So, Sean, why don't you wrap this show up in conclusion? What are you feeling? What's the big picture?
Well, I think, you know, I'm going to define the success by an experiment, a study that Experian recently did, where they took 15,000 people with no credit score and allowed them to use a no-debt account to determine their credit score. The score average, they came out with a score average of 665, which isn't like excellent, but it's good. And it really is a game changer. And this is a 665 score from a reputable bureau like Experian versus like some local person telling you what your score may likely be. And this allowed them, to me, to be part of an opportunity to work on building generational wealth, because they were able to get like decent credit card offers, decent finance rates, probably get approved for a mortgage, better than no score. Like Karen said earlier in the show, where like no score, no credit is just as good, just as bad as bad credit. So I think this is a win. This is something where like studies are showing that, hey, this is going to change people's lives. And I love it. I mean, I know, like we said, there's downsides of people tapping into your personal checking account, but I mean, the win to me is amazing. I think this is really a game changer.
And keep in mind that this was a study that Experian did on its own program. So I guess take it with a little grain of salt, but a credit score of 665 for someone who's building a credit score, you're right. It is not nothing. It's good. And it can be life-changing for someone who didn't have a credit score before or had crappy credit.
Well, before we wrap this up, just a little contrarian point of view to throw at you, Sean and Karen. There are people who choose to live without credit or choose to not use. There is another side of this story. But for most people, when you're trying to live within the financial world of buying things and consumer and buying your home, credit is the way most people are living. And if you're in the game, I think I'm just saying it's not a I don't know if I agree that it's. There's only one way here, but
you're right. But this show is for people who intentionally want to get in the game, right? Like I understand people who want to live off grid or whatever, or like have their own reasons for not engaging in this. But this is the show for people who do want that. You know what I mean?
But I want to just say this: they are addressing what you're describing as the cash and carry people. But those cash and carry people, they can still obtain favorable, you know, a credit score rating. That's the point of the whole program. If you don't want to like assume debt, and you can still obtain a credit score by just your monthly good habits of paying your rent or paying your utility bills or paying your cell phone bill. You can still have that recorded and add to a score so that maybe if you have to apply one day if you want to buy a home, if you want to get some type of personal loan or financing, you have something to show your track record. If you want to rent an apartment, you can show your landlord, like, look, here's my score based on, I'm a cash and carry person. I have a tenant like that. You know, she's a cash and carry, and I accepted her because she had a huge amount of money in the bank. That's the only reason, because she had no credit history. You know, had she not have any money in the bank, I wouldn't have approved her.
So well, that's the context. I just wanted to give that other side. I know we mentioned I know we were, there was a few statements towards the end. I just wanted to make sure that was out.
Got you.
You know, on that.
I think it was a good point. It's a choice, like Karen was saying. It's a choice. Yes,
it is. And that concludes our show.
That does conclude today's show, today's quickie. Like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. And clearly, Experian is changing how you can report your credit. So get into it and make that happen. For Two Black Guys with Good Credit, I'm Matt Smith, and I'm out.
And I'm Karen Margolis, a third of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And like I always say every week, you're probably sick of it. It doesn't matter what you've done, but it does matter what you do next. So get on it or don't, but it's a choice.
And I'm Sean Linda, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And I'm saying we dropped a gem. Showed you an opportunity. It may not be applicable to you, but it could be to somebody that you love, a loved ones or friends. So tell them to tune in to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and not just episode, but all of our episodes. tbgwgc@gmail.com. Drop us a line, and I'm out of there, people. Take care. Peace. Black guys.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.